my grandmother's kitchen, 1998. Flour on the counter like snow on the gate. Honey butter melting with a knife left a trace. She said, baby, you feed people, you pay. My grandmother's kitchen, 1998. Flour on the counter like snow on the gate. Honey butter melting where the knife left a tray. She said, baby, you feed people, you feed grace.
Now, yeah, through the end of the world on a 5-inch screen. Israel, Iran, and Richmond. What the headlines mean that you feel free to spin it while the diplomats lie. Another red line drawn in some sand, another reason to die. Fans to the top, 1% on more than the rest. 7 billion people trying to pass the test.
Choice you make, every tweet, every vote, every silence, every scream, every dollar hoarded like a fever dream. The powerful play games, chess will live pieces, second pawns while the king increases. His portfolio is bunker, his private escape, while the rest of us swallow the smoke and the drape of nuclear winter, of wet bulb heat, a field of them deciding who gets to eat. True, what they don't want you to know, the ones who told us Malcolm Fred King got laid away. Fear, the shadow on the wall, one mistake, one miscalculation, that's all.
Cherry blossoms bloom. Programmers push commits to a digital tomb. Or a womb. Depends on what we birth next. A better world or a more efficient hex. I choose the kitchen.
I choose the bread. I choose the words that wake the head. Not the missile, the sanction. The drone, the decree. Cold can't taste. The cold can't witness. Cold can't amplify the fitness. Empathy over empire, of care over kill, of how can I help over bend to my will. Granny's gone, but a recipe remains. Feed the world with your own two hands. I still taste the honey butter.
Bread rises, the centrifuges spin. We choose, we choose. we choose.